The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Be sure and visit our website, 945theanswer.com. While you're there, become an Answer Insider. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter as well, Talk945 or at Joey Hudson. This afternoon around 2:30 in our nation's capital, Democrats on the House Oversight Committee will hold a hearing examining how the Trump administration's deterrence policies are creating what they're calling, of course, the humanitarian crisis. We've been seeing images. We've been hearing a lot about the crisis on our southern border. And yes, it is a crisis. The hearing is being called Kids in Cages, Inhumane Treatment at the Border. An article on pjmedia.com caught my attention yesterday. Matt Margulis is the author of that article. I wanted Matt to come in for a few minutes this morning and talk with us. Matt, welcome in. Glad to have you here in upstate South Carolina, western North Carolina. I hope you're having a good morning so far. It's early.
It's early, definitely for me. Yeah.
Now, tell me, I'm not quite sure where you're from, Matt. Where do you live?
I'm near Buffalo, New York.
Okay. So you're on the East Coast. So you're on the East Coast, Eastern time. So good. You're in the same time zone. So
yeah.
All right. Well, your article caught my attention, and I appreciate you spending a few minutes this morning. So we have this hearing this afternoon at 2:30. Talk with me about the article that you wrote on PJ Media.
Simply put, the Democrat House Oversight Committee posted a graphic promoting this hearing on Twitter the other day, and as part of the image to promote it, they showed in the background a photo of kids in cages sleeping on the floor that just happens to be a photo from 2014 when Barack Obama was president.
Interesting how they use that, huh?
Yes, it's very interesting that they use that. Apparently, their digital team didn't realize what was going on there. And once it was called to their attention, they quickly took it down, which is another very interesting fact. Because for me, if they really cared about immigrant children, it wouldn't matter who was president at the time when these so-called abuses happened.
Yep. Yeah. And more importantly, who was vice president at the time as well.
Exactly. I mean, you got the current front runner of the 2020 Democrats, who was vice president at the time, so they're basically saying they want to investigate, Obama / Biden era abuses. I mean, that's the way I would interpret it, but I guess they don't want people to think that they're going after their own.
Yeah. Well, Matt, I think you nailed it in your article when you said that they're just trying to score political points, because that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. I mean, if these things were so terrible, they would have been outraged about them, back when Obama was president. But and the fact is that a lot of this stuff was reported on back then, but no one cared.
Yeah.
No one seems to have any outrage about it. But suddenly, Donald Trump becomes president, and it's a humanitarian crisis.
Yeah, yeah. You wrote another article the other day. I'm switching gears on you a bit. Same subject, though. 7 facts about Obama's immigration record liberals refuse to admit, and you outline a number of these things. For example, President Obama, he actually deported a lot of illegal immigrants, right?
Yeah, about just over 3 million, according to ICE figures.
Wow. And you don't hear that talked about a lot.
You don't hear a lot about much about his immigration record. We're talking about kids being held in inhumane conditions. I mean, a district court judge found Obama to be in violation of the Flores Agreement in 2015. I mean, basically, the Obama administration was keeping kids in unsafe and unsanitary conditions, and no one cared.
Yeah. Yep. It's just
they
crazy.
Still don't.
Yeah. You're right. They still don't. All they want to do is try to defeat Donald Trump. With me this morning on the 94.5 The Answer guest line, Matt Margolis. He's the author of The Worst President in History, The Legacy of Barack Obama. You need to go online and find a copy of that. Good read. Or you can find his writing on pjmedia.com, which is where I picked up some of these articles. And you make just some wonderful points. It's sad points, but, you know, when in reality, when we're trying to label Donald Trump and the Trump administration and our current government as just being some of the worst people in the world when it comes to how these immigrants, these illegal immigrants, are being treated. You outline that President Obama actually tear gassed immigrants at the border, just like President Carter, President Reagan, Bush, did over the years.
Exactly. I mean, this is stuff that's been happening. It's the status quo, and suddenly the status quo becomes a horrible thing if it happens under Trump. And I mean, what kind of a standard is that if we have no standard by which we can judge presidents by the same thing? I mean, if they're all doing it and then Trump does it and suddenly it's bad, then what does that tell you about what Democrats are really up to?
Right. Yep. And look, Matt, I think we probably both agree we would rather these things not happen. But when you have people coming into our country uninvited like this, you have families coming in, or in some cases, not even families. You have people bringing in these children as a way to get into the country. It's not going to be ideal. Conditions aren't going to be ideal. Yes, we need to work on it. But don't blame Donald Trump when you had Obama, doing some of the same things. I mean, Obama separated families at the border. He built these cages that the Democrats are outraged about now and trying to claim that Donald Trump are caging children.
Right. And let's remember here that, you know, it's Donald Trump and the Republican Party that's actually trying to do something about this crisis. Democrats,
exactly.
4 months, were saying that this was completely manufactured, that there was no crisis at the border. And now all of a sudden they're worried about it or claim to be worried about it because they see a political opportunity here. So, I mean, Democrats have done nothing to help the problem. So instead of holding these fake hearings about, you know, how bad Trump is, why don't they work with the Republicans in Congress and do something about it?
Yep. And I think you just nailed it again there, these fake hearings, because that's what this hearing this afternoon that's going to take place, it's just a show. It's a circus.
Absolutely. Whether it's the Mueller report and all that, that whole investigation there, or this, you know, it's all, this is all about trying to get Trump, and it's not really helping anybody. You know, Democrats found out the hard way that the Mueller report was going to be a big nothing burger for Trump, and this too, because people are going to see when especially when they read these articles that this is not something that all of a sudden when Trump became president this started happening. This stuff has been going on for years and no one cares.
Yep. Matt Margolis, the author of The Worst President in History, Legacy of Barack Obama. You can also find him on pjmedia.com. Appreciate you calling in. I know I kind of called on you at the last minute, but appreciate you calling in. Good work you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Yep. Hope to have you again soon. Have a great day, Matt.
You too.
Yes. 877-235-9405. I'll put a link up. You need to read this, particularly this article that he wrote about the seven facts about the Obama immigration record.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.